Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I wanted to just pick out three verses I think that really touched me about this reading and just say a few things about them. In Acts chapter 23, beginning at verse 26, I'm going to read from reading 26 and 20. 7. It says, Claudius Lysias to His Excellency the Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was brought to be killed by them when I came upon them with the soldiers and rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman citizen. And that's the verse that I came across. I love it that in the Bible, we deal with human beings and their shortcomings and all that they do. And I love it also that we read through the Bible again and again because I pick up on things that I don't necessarily see on the very first time that I go through. And reading that sounds like Claudius Lysias is he's really out there for Paul, but his account, I thought about that when you go back and look at the account, it does not align perfectly with the actual events. He kind of reshapes the truth to make it seem like he was simply protecting a Roman citizen from harm, when in fact, he almost violated Paul's rights, because he was about to have him. Remember, he rescued him from the crowd, but he also had made a statement that Paul needed to be flogged. And it was in the process of almost being flogged that Paul asked, to the centurion, can you flog a Roman citizen? And when the centurion found out, that he went back to Claudius Lysias, and that's when everything happened. But it made me think about fear and how when we are fearful, we can twist truth. That's, we can lie. We can just come right out and lie about it. But once we grow strong in our relationship with the Lord, more and more we don't have to give in to fear. I was thinking of two verses. One of them was 1 John 4:18. It reads, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." This is 1 John 4:18. And granted, probably if I was in the shoes of Claudius Lysias, who was not a believer, he didn't know the Lord, I would have probably done covered my tracks as well, because that is what the world teaches. The world teaches, yeah, you better cover those tracks and whatever means possible to do that. And so that's exactly what he was doing. He was fearful that if the whole truth had been made known, where he had already made that decision that Paul was going to get flogged, he could have not only lost his job, but he might have lost his life as well. And so, yeah, he couched that letter to seem like, yeah, this is, I'm just being, I'm just doing what needs to be done. I'm protecting the rights of a Roman citizen from harm, and he even, it almost seems to me too, he's just, whoa, he's really overdoing it. All of these men that he sends along with Paul and whatever, to make sure that he is protected. And so I am grateful that I know of the love of the Lord, because it helps me not to be fearful. But also, I have learned not only from they call the carrot and the stick. I know the carrot. I know the Lord Christ. I know him. But I also know what happens when I don't tell the truth. It's like I wither away. It's a psalm. That was the other Bible verse that came into my thinking. And that Bible verse reminds me that it is Psalm 32, 3 to 5. It says, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. But I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." And so, again, whenever we are studying the Bible, I am so grateful that God, in His mercy, saved me. I am not having to live by my flesh. My flesh can get very fearful, and it can do things that are wrong. And when I am wrong, God can forgive me. And even when I'm fearful of telling the truth, I can even remember God's word, where it says in Psalm 51:10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." But let me pray. Father, I don't point the finger at Claudius. He was pretty much trying to cover up his mistakes, but I don't have to anymore. I can take responsibility, and even when I am fearful, I can even have other people pray for me, and I am grateful for all the things that you're teaching me in your word, how to live a better life. Each day I pray to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.